Okay, we have Shua's Heses. More asks. What is the difference between Ben Shua Deraisa and Shua Derabbanan? So the Raisa, Habab Mixus Hatayim, Nordab Mixus, Shua Derabbanan, Hadrav Nachman. Here we run into a major, major headache. Are we talking about the Derabbanan or are we talking about Shua's Heses? Now, there are a number of Shua's Derabbanan. There's one Shua Derabbanan, which is a Heses. And that Shua Derabbanan, a Heses, is Takana Amaroi. And it's not a Shua's Hadayanim. Not a Shua's Hadayanim. On the other hand, you have the Shua's HaMishnah. It's a dumb Rabbi Cohen. The halacha is everyone that the Rebbe has to stand, the Talmidim are standing, so the Talmidim are sitting. What happened to if half of them are standing, half of them are sitting? I haven't figured out the halacha in that one. Ho'ata. It's a pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbein, Ata Amodi Modi. Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamida. Telling us what the Rebbe and the Talmud have to be. Standing or sitting together. Okay. Now, there is the Shua's HaMishnah. Shua's HaMishnah, there are two types of Shua's HaMishnah. There is number one Shua's HaMishnah, Nishbon V'Notman. There's Shua's HaMishnah, Haboim B'Tain of Sofik. What is that? Hashutvim, V'Harisim, Apotropis, and the like. Then there is, those are two types. One may have thought that those are the only two types. If you read the Rishonim and the Sugya, you can be misled to think that. However, there's a potential other candidate. So Gemara and Bava Basit of Ayin. Let's say I'm a mafkid bishtar. I give you a valuable. You rent my house. Or, no, mafkid bishtar, even metalplum. Mafkid bishtar, metalplum. And I come to collect the metalplum. When I correct the metaltalim, what you say? Herzarti. I say, Shtoch v'yodah, my boy. The Gemara Baba Basud of Ayin. Gemara Baba Basud of Ayin says like this. Boy, my name is Rav Amram Rav Chida. Ma'av ketach ha'av v'shtar. Yom lo harzartim loch. Ma'avu. Me'amrin amigo. Ye boy, I'm an ensum. I am. I have a amigo. I go to say an ensum. Something happened to him. have tsunami memon. Old Dilmon, maybe. Amalei Shtocha B'yod my boy. Amalei Mehemon. He's believed. Amalei Amalei Shtocha B'yod my boy. Amalei Tamarach. Amalei Nansu M'yod Maso Shtocha my boy. Amalei Sof Sof. Ki Amalei Nansu Lav Shua boy. Wouldn't he need a Shua? Anami my Namon Namon B'Shua. He's Namon with a Shua. What's the Shvua? Hechzarti. Is that a Shvua Doraisa or a Shvua Drabonan or a Hesus? Okay. So there's a Tosus about it. And there's a whole discussion in Rishonim about it. Thing for an example, the Shitas HaRambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos, Schivos. Perek Beis, Hilchos, Schivos, the Rambam says like this. Halacha Yud Beis. Angel Torah, whole of the Yeshom Star Beyad Had Torea. It's a Shua Drabona Nishba Benifter on a Tainus Bori. This is going to, this example is a major issue in our Sugya. Without it, like 1 millimeter under the surface, some Yeshonim spell it out and don't. Question is, well, the Gemara says, "Ma'ik ben Shua Deraisa l'Shua Derabbanan." Talking about Shua Derabbanan, or we're talking about Shua's Hesus. Ma'ik ben now me'pir Shua. Can you flip the Shua? B'Deraisa lo mavchin. B'Derabbanan mavchin. Well, Mar Barabashi Omer writes in I'm Afkin Shua Ma'ike Ben Doraisa Rabbanan. Just to point out, take a look what the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Hilchos Poem and Nitin about Hipuch Shua. That's the next week. You put him to Chayim 30 days. It's for all the Rabbonans. General class, all the Rabbonans. Rashi seems to say that we're talking about Hesed, maybe. Rambam says that applies across the board. Halacha Vav, all the Rabbonans. And that would include this Shvua, and that we just saw in the Schira, so Shomer, who tainis Hachzarti in a Gudashtar. So drabbanim. Kol amuchiv shuas heses im rotz lahafoch shu al toveya. If you want to flip it around, hare atoveya nishba heses v'noltam echaver. Ve'ein l'cha mishanishba heses v'noltam echaver ozeshen im hefchol av shuas heses. Ve'ein l'cha shua shetei hofeich ela shuas heses bilvad. Wait a second. So Hipuch is not talking only about Shua. It's not talking about all Shuas the Rabbanan. What's it talking about? Only about Hesus. So therefore, when the Rambam understood this sugya here, ma ben shu'a d'raisa or shu'a d'rabbanon, it's talking, and he says, meipich shu'a, because that's only Hesus. That means, v'd'raisa no mafchinen, v'd'rabbanon mafchinen. What is v'd'rabbanon mafchinen? Hesus. Just like Rashi said, a Hesus. The Marber of Rashi, the Amma, with the rice and Amir Afkin, and Shua, my Ike, bang the rice with the Rabbanon. What's the difference between a Shua, the rice, and a Shua, the Rabbanon? I mean, I'll make us the Nixe, with the rice and Achtin, and the Rabbanon alone, Achtin, and so what does Rambam say? It applies to all the Rabbanons. So, what is the Gemara saying? What is the Rambam saying? The sugya is asking a question between Hesus and the Raisa. And Hipuch is only in a Hesus. On the other hand, Yordan and Chosiv, and Yordan and Chosiv is true about Hesus, but it's true about all Shuas the Rabbana. All Shuas the Rabbana. Okay. Tosis, Ma'ik Ben Shua the Rice Shua the Rabbanon. Perka Kotsev. Rabbi Hadu Amar Rab Nachman, Ipikach Shim and Maisle Shua the Rice of Perish Bekuntras. Nafgamine, the Rice, what's the difference between the Rice and the Rabbanon? The Menka Chefetz Beyoda and the Kitas Chefetz. With Rabbanon Loboy. Ben Nira. Tos doesn't like it. He Nafgusil Armin and Hocha. Doesn't mention it. The old parakah shalach gabi almona the koma adra bebezdin yishba chutz the bezdin perish v'kondes gufay the bezdin lo boy yishta boy shum the boy in kutu chetz biyode abo gab shua de almona shua de rabbonon reik shmait v'akos the perish nami v'kondes gabi ha de sovram v'achom l'meim shua de reis nafkumina l'puche shua. It doesn't give us any clarity what the difference is. Now the question is, in Tosas, and that's going to be a very critical thing. What is this entire thing? What is our sugya talking about? The difference between the Raisa and the Rabbanon, or the difference between Hesus and the Raisa? He gets into a question about Nikitas Chefetz. What does the Rambam write about Nikitas Chefetz? Rambam writes about the Kizan Haith, Hilchos Toim, Vinit, and Perakid Aleph, Hilchos Gimme, Perakid Aleph, Hilchos Shavuos. And he says, Shavuos Adayonim. He says, Yeshem Shua Cheres, it's not Shavuos Adayonim. Shus na yonim, bein shoshin ul toh, rosh ul divir sofa, bein al tain is vadai, bein al tain is sofa, kachu. Anish ba ochi sefer Torah bezroo. Wo ome vanish ba b'shem o b'kinoi. Mishru o b'ola. Ketsi mi piv. Okay. And he goes through the whole thing. Ein bein shua sezer shus na yonim, ela nekitas chefetz. The only difference between shuas heses and Shuas Hadayanim is Nikitas Chayfetz. Chanish by Shuas Hesus Ochel Biyodim. But in terms of everything else, it's the same. That's not really true, because he told you there's no Hipuch. He means the way it's administered. They call the Tachsisei Shua. You administer the same, except with Nikitas Chayfetz. Now, I'm not getting into Shaidu. Check for yourself. Is the Iyum, Rambam says clearly there's Iyum in Shuas HaDayon. Why Iyum is, question is, what's the difference? So we explained previously why the Rambam needs Kitas Chefetz. And the question is, that makes it a Shua, B'Shem Hashem, B'Shem Avaya. It's a Shua. It upgrades the Shua, it's a Shua B'Shem Avaya. Okay, so Hesus, Shua's B2B Almo. Well, Shmuel says Dayanim doesn't have to be Shem Avayim. Doesn't have a din birur. So apparently Iyum is not part of the din birur according to the Rambam, but it's generally there are drastic consequences to a shur sheker. Now people nowadays are very callous about the chumrah shuras. Chazal were quite hysterical about the chumrah of a shur sheker. And especially among certain Sephardim, they're very careless. In addition, Pekes Kaf has a chumrah of Ashua Chamura, Ashua B'Shem. Apparently, Iyum is to scare the person off. Okay. Now, Kosis is. And the Olish and Rashi, whether or not there's Nikita's Chayfetz and a Hesus and Rabbonans and the like, not our immediate concern. Now we talk about Yordin L'Nochosov. Now, Yordin L'Nochosov, the Gemara has here, Lagabe Yishua the Rabbonan. And the Gemara says, what about according to Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara makes a weird comparison here, a very weird comparison. Whether Yordin L'Chot is totally on Chereshot of a cotton. Is it Gezel Gomim Medevrayim or Gezel Medar Kishol? Tosis has a problem. What in the world is this connection? Tzas Tema. Interesting, it says Tzas Tema, not Tema Godel. Tzas Tema. The Rabbana Nami, the Wairi Labahi, the Heavy Gzela, and Nate Darker Shot. So, Matthias Kherishot of God. Ah, well, Hechad Heavy Gezel Goma. There is certainly more than that in the same. Nami Hechad Yikishu Drabon. There is. Many, because there's a lot of Gezel Drabonon and Nachsino Nirse. What's we talking about? What are we talking about here? Okay. Now then the Gemara goes on. To Shuas Rav Papa. Shuas Rav Papa is another interesting Shua. It is a shu of Nishba Venotel that does not happen to be mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, when the Rambam talks, the Rambam says, what is the shu that was invented by Amoraim? The shu invented by Amoraim. Hesus. So apparently, Shuas Rav Papa was not a shu invented by Amoraim. It goes back to the Mishnah. It's Nishba Venotel. So, Gemara says like this, what is it? I come with a shtar. And shtar chabayad, my boy, pay up what you owe me. And you say, I pay. I said, but I got a shtar. So you can ask me for a shua that I didn't pay. Shtar b'li d'lo p'raiticho. We'll have to understand that a lot of the internal mechanisms, very famous Rambam about that. Famous Malchus Chokas Rambam and the Gonim on it. Okay, but there is such a shul. Shul Drabonim. So Tosa says, the Chima Ben Zelu Pogem Shtorim Toma Tikshle Amasnim. The body form lichse Yisom lo Yifrel b'Shul. The time is shum. Still may have Avon Kayim having torn Vom Yishtab Liel Pret. Ooh, Tosa told me a mouthful in the Tosa. Tosis told me that implicit in the Mishnah, even though not explicit in the Mishnah, is a shtabali lo praticha. Okay, we'll get back to that. So, Shuas Rav Papa is a Shuas HaMishnah, and that's why it is Benekitas Chayfetz. That's why it's not a Shua invented by the Amoraim. There's one Shua we know invented by Amoraim. The Rambam, when he quotes that Gemara in Baba Bar Sadaf Ayin, as a shvua nishba v'nifta b'tainas bari. It's in the Kitas Chayfetz. It's a shvua sadayanim. The question of who and when it was invented, he doesn't get into. We don't have a Mishnah about that shvua. Maybe we do. We'll have to check. Okay. But there is such a shvua, shtabli lo pratich, and it's a shvua samishn. What is the difference between this and Pogem Eshtoro? Pogem Eshtoro is a Shuas HaMishneh. What is Pogem Eshtaro? I have a shtar, you owe me 10,000 shekel. And there's been a partial payment. How much partial payment? It doesn't say it in the shtar. Hotsum Avagav Dulotoyin, he in Pogem Eshtaro, even though he asked for a shua, Taninale, we asked for the shua. Taninale and not. Hochaminale. Here we just unpay. He told him the Omar, and if he's told and says, Yishtabili, but Aminalei, we tell him to swear. It's sort of Madra Bonan, who Lomash Meinalei. But if he's a Talmud Chochem, we don't make him swear. Why? Because we don't want to be choshed at Talmud Chacham that he's lying. Wait a second. If I come up to a Talmud Chacham and I say, you owe me 10,000 shekel. And he said, no, I owe 5,000 shekel. So he said, you got to pay. Why? Maybe he owes him more. If I go to a Talmud Chacham and say, you owe me 10,000 shekel, I have an 8 echot. Stay sure why Mary's lying. Manishtana this. What's this? Okay. Yitzur Vomashmin. Omle Rav, Yema Ravashi, Tzur Rabbonin, Mishlak Limit Yenshi. What does that mean? Mavshi. Romaski Kinin Le. Ladina. Yishova de Mechsi, de Chajdinin Le. We have everything this Talmud Chacham. What happens? Talmud Chacham never be able to lend anybody money. Talmud Chacham lends the money as a shtar. The guy says, I paid. So what do you tell him? So you can't collect. Can't collect. Because you can't tell the Talmud Chacham you have to swear. It means your chosh is sheker. But you can't collect. So what do? Go home. So where is he getting his money from? The answer is, Talmud Chacham can volunteer elsewhere, or he can be toll-faced, maybe. Now, to understand this Gemara, there is an important riff I mentioned yesterday, ink subestapei chesem ra'av. The Rif comes up with a klal. All guesses of Rabbanan is not enforceable in Besdin. And what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim? If this klal is true, this klal isn't true. Gezel Gomem, is it Gezel or Gezem and Devraim is always Lo Nachtin El Nechse. And the Rif has the following, and the Gemara Peches that tells us quotes, where the Gemara is talking about Mab Ipikech, maybe they should derive. Rishonim said, what's the difference? So he has the following scenario. You have a Nishma Venotel. And Nishma Venota says that I don't want to swear. So fine, Ben Zvi wants to go home. And what does he do? He's toe-face. Then the person who really is toe-face, let's say Shtabili the Pratik, let's take this. I come with a shtar, and I say, you owe me 10,000 shekel. And the person says, I don't want to swear. Boom. I grab 10,000. I grab 10,000 shekel. Wait, I have no right to that 10,000. Wait a second. The Rai says, I have a right to that 10,000 shekel, says the Rif. The Rabbon and I don't have a right to that 10,000 shekel. So, it's gezel, what I just did was gezel midrabbanan. Since what I just did was gezel midrabbanan, the person I stole it from wants to take me to Bezdin. Says, guys, it's gezel midrabbanan. Bezdin says, we can't get involved. So says the Rif. Says, where did he know it from? And the Rif is Masbeh. How do I know that in Gezer Rabbanu lo nachtino and nechse? He says, otherwise, the Gemara Mem Aleph Omer Aleph makes zero sense. The Tosas Kasha. What in the world is the connection between this and Metzias Chereshot Rifat? What in the world is the connection between the two? Two things totally opposite. One, nothing to do with the other. Says the Rif, no, there's a lot to do. Rabbi Yossi says there's no such thing. In Gezel Midivrayim, it's regular Gezel. Chom say no, Gezel Midivrayim is not Yotze B'dayonim. And that's across the board. That's if I steal it or I don't pay. I don't pay. And it's one general rule. Now, obvious, and what's his raya? He says, otherwise, I don't understand, says the Rif. Uh-huh. It's a long Rif where he has all shtickle Torah. Now, he says, otherwise, I don't understand what the Gemara is bringing in, but see his Chereshot Lekan. Okay. And it doesn't apply only to Hesses. It applies to all Shvot the Rabbanan. And therefore, and the Rambam writes the exact same thing. He says, Aleph halacha he. Go with the Nick. Hoya v'chuy shom edivrayim. Shvav v'niftarim. He says, that's all drabonis. What will, it's not only in Hesses, what will be in the case of the Shomer who says in answer to a Mavki Bishtar who answers Hefzarti? It's also a Shur drabon, but it's not a Shur Hesses. So if it's a Motor B'miktas, you're done with Chosav. If it is not a Motor B'miktas, it's a Shur drabon, all types of Shur drabonis, well, across the board. Why? Because says the Rif, Gezmed Reim, Lo Yordan Achosel. Now, Hesses. What's the story with the Hesses? Let's take the Rif's Talmud, the Rimigash. If you take a look in Shuvah's Rimigash, Simen Kuf Ayin, says the following. I say, you owe me 10,000 shekel. I say, never saw you before in my life. I swear a Hesses. I don't want to swear a Hesses. He says, so what does Bezin do? Tell everyone to go home? No. Bezin says, you don't want to swear Hesses, you're chayef. You're chayef. Chayef. Except we can't enforce it. Bezin says, chayevat. Now, let's just back up a little bit. Try to understand where the Rif, the Rambam, Rimigash, they're all coming from. I think the Rimigash and the Rambam. What is the Shvu according to the Rimigash and the Rambam? Swear a pay. So inside the Chiyuv Shuah is a Chiyuv Tashlum. And what is the Rimigar saying? That even the moment they created the Shuah's Hesus, it's also square pay. Except the diff, when they created the Shuah, that a Shomer who says Hazarti is a Shuah. Shul Nikita's Chayfes, it's also square. Except certain shul, certain pay is enforceable in Beis Din, certain pay is not enforceable in Beis Din. That's where the riff is coming from.
They say
Chayv
the same way?
They say Chayv
Atolik. If you go to another Beis Din and say
Tezin
in that country...
No, but they have to say Chayv because of X. And they say it's Chayv because of X. So the Beis Din won't enforce it.
Didn't we learn that as long as X, I don't have to know why Beis Din would say Chayv?
But in this... But... I'll check. But I have to say what Beis Din says. Beis Din says... Chayav, but you know, but we can't enforce it. That's part of the chayav. Which chayav it is? Unenforceable chayav or unenforceable chayav? That's what the Rimigar says, and it fits perfectly into his whole, he and the Rambam's whole view of what a chayav shvuah is. Now, this is true even though it has this. The Rambam says not a shvuah sadayana. Now, that comes along the Ramban, and the Shach didn't have a Rambanic service, so the Shach comes up with this idea himself. But it's a Rambanic service. There are two types of Nishma Venotos. There's a type of Nishma Venoto that Minatorah, you had to pay. For instance, I come up to you with a shtar, and I say, the shtar, you owe me 10,000 shekel. And shtarcha v'yodamah, minadin, the noshua, comes along the Rabbanon and says, you have to swear. So there's certain types of shua, where minadin, I have to pay, the Rabbanon requires shua. There are other types, let's say, nechbal. That means, let's say, or nigzal, is in the case of someone gets wounded, physically wounded, someone gets stolen from, and is overwhelming, specifically defined, of circumstantial evidence that someone did it, but not enough al pi Torah to collect. And Rabbanan said, no, you can collect with nishma venota. So that's a different nishma venota. Nishma v'nota means min haTorah, I get nothing. But Chazal said, Ayidei Shvuah, you get everything. Comes along the Ramban and the Shach and says, wait a second. Let's say I have a claim against you, I'm a Nechbal, I'm a Nixal, and I don't want to swear. And I grab it. Wait a second. The motzia miyota. Why? Because min haTorah is gzezel gomer. Min haTorah. Simply the rabbanon have a right to the money. So it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Says the rabbanon. So we're limiting ourselves in this nishma v'noto to a very specific case. We have part of those nishma v'noto when I Torah I should get the Torah said no. You can't get until you take a shvu. But the other nishma v'noto is nechbal v'nigzal, where when I Torah you get nothing, so I have no right to be tofes. Okay, this is one large group of rishonim who are of this opinion. Tofes apparently, and what's the raya the riff brings? The comparison with metzias chereshot v'kot. You take a look in the Gra and Pei Zayin. The Gra has a very powerful raya. Gra has a very powerful raya. What is the reason in Shua Drabana? The Gezel Drabana Lomafkinim and Drabana, Kamosha calls them a tease, Harishot of a con, of the old. The Chain says the Gro, Ribis Drabana. Wadin Nishbe Venoto came in a rice and auto below Shua. Wonderful. Ofi said, "Dafka Olson Shmuradin, no one blow shul, gon pogemus, ayin shach." Now, what he's saying is, I'll prove it to you. What about Ribis the Rabbana? So the Gemara says Ribis Ketsuvsa. That's Ribis the Rites Yotze B'Dayon. What about Ribis the Rabbana? What's the halacha? So, if you take a look in Machon Yerushalayim, they say, look at Kuf Samach Aleph Beis. So let's take a look at Kuf Samach Aleph Beis. Avak Ribis, that's Ribis Rabbanon, Einu Yotze B'Deyon. Okay. That is the Gemara of Samach Aleph from the Beis and Bo Metzia. In Bolot says Yidei Shemayim. He wants to do tshuva. He wants, okay. Chayev Bahach. That's the Gemara. I mean, there is a Chiyuv on a false investment. So that's where the Gemara is coming from. Vital. Why? It's only the Rabbanan. You have to give it back. You have to give it back to the Rabbanan. It's unenforceable. You want to be a tzaddik, give it back. So it's a long draw. And it turns out that he says, Bolot says Yidei Shemayim, says the draw here. Yeah. The Ramban says so. He says, Avotosis disagrees. Tosis says, if it's not enforceable in Bezdin, means there is no chiyuv. Wait a second. So what in the world? So now we understand why Avotosis had a problem. The ones who learn across the board that Gezmid Rabbonin is unenforceable, so they have not only all the Mechuyve Shua, that's part of it, and Metzias Chayv Rishot HaVakot, that's part of it. But, and Avak Ribis is part of it. It's a chov drabonon, but it is unenforceable. It's one across the board idea. But Tosfos ran into a problem. He doesn't agree with this whole group of Rishonim about Avak Ribis. Avak Ribis, if not Yotze B'Dayonim, there is no chov. There's no chov. And therefore, even Bola says Yidei Shemayim, there's no chov. Wait a second. The moment Tosfos is undercut, the entire Mahalach that we saw in all these Rishonim, take a look, and the Grok is very very generous with the Rishonim he quotes. Especially lead Rishon, and this is the Ramban. Take a look at Ramban and Ksuvus Tafteches. So the Tosfos quote. Take a look at the Ritva there. Okay, Rechein Datsa Ramban, Nochames, Vometzia Hamavkin. The Rosh, now the Rosh happens to agree with the Riff also. If you take a look in the Rosh in Cheska Sabatin, Paragimel Baba Barsa Simen Yudches, the Shuas Hes is just an example of Drabona, Gezel Drabona. It's just Gezel Drabona. So, same thing. Take a look at the Rosh in Avos Sukkim. All Shuas Drabona. Not a special din in Hesus. Nor, and he says very clearly, all Gezel Drabona. He says that Bobas Cheskamat. So, one. So all those Rishonim who line up with this Mahalach of the Rif and the Ramban, Ritva, they line up also with Rivas de Rabbana. Tosis, but and what is the Riv's big proof? Otherwise, what in the world is the comparison to Metzias Chereshel to the cock? Didn't understand that. So he came up with a very broad cloud. And the Gra says, and you want to understand how broad the cloud is? That's where I got that from, Rishon Rabbanan. Tosa doesn't have such a broad cloud. Tosa doesn't have such a broad cloud. Tosa has a much narrower cloud. Oh, and therefore Tosa said, so what in the world is a comparison from Tzidias Chayre Shota Bekot? Fiani is Daiti, Teretz Tosas Kasha. Simple Teretz. According to Tosas, now the question is, we'll have to see, Tosas talking only about Hesus and Rosh Shuas Rabbanan. According to Tosas, Hesus, what did they do? They said you have certain Susim women, unenforceable and bezel. So it says, who said there is such, who says such a concept can exist? Oh, you know how I know such a concept can exist? See, it's Chereshot of a cup. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no such concept of unenforceable Susim women. I know so. So, and that exactly is where the Machot Rabbi Yossi the Chachom is. It's not about all the Rabbanans. Can you have Susim women to Rabbanan that are not enforceable and bezel? Rabbi Yossi said, It's enforceable. It's not. That if it's enforceable, you have Susim women. It's not enforceable, there are no Susim women. The Chora, that would be within Tosis's world. That's how we'll do it. Now, we have to understand how Tosis, what will Tosis do? And this we will, I'll leave for tomorrow because I covered a lot of ground. What does Tosus do with a shua there in Baba Basadav Ayin? Is that a shua derais, a shua drabonan, is a hesus? What sort of shua is that? Okay, now, for tomorrow, what I want you to see is the Ramban and Mitzvah there in Ksuras Dapeches. See very carefully. And they talk about tfisa, unenforceable. Gets of the Rabbanan, this entire thing that I outlined for you, you'll find right there. Okay, now, we have a Shuas of Papa. We have Hipuch Shua. I'll go. We have three in Yonim we have to talk about. One is enforceable Chiyuvim, non enforceable. We have Shuas of Papa, and we have Hipuch Shua. Yeah. Now, let's begin that next topic. We'll talk about a shuas of pop, shtabalid lo pratich. Tosa says it's a shuas hamishnah. It's a nishba benot. You take a look in the Rambam, how the Rambam calls it. The Rambam calls it as follows. Per yudala hilchos malvim v'lofa. Nothing. Here's a star. Omer Rosh Shalema, we say pay. Ton halov omer yishavali. That's what Agamara says. I want ishtabali lo pratiha. show parat vito mashmir so benekitas chefetz. Shmos hamishna. Shelo paro klum or shelo paro el kach v'kach. Okay. Al v'mhoyed hamal v'tamachochem ein yiskokin l'shvuasa. What does that mean? We don't need his shvua, or we don't make him swear and he has to be tofes. Okay. We'll have to see that. Hotel of shtar mekuyim. I have a shtar mekuyim. Lo v'tom a shtar mezuyuf. He says, it doesn't say I paid, it's mezuyif. Well, no kavtash, and I wrote such a shtar. Oh, shetan shechol zeh ribbis. It's a shtar bottle device. Oh, avakribis. Bottle of rabbana. Oh, shetan shehu shtar ramona. Some of us, because I have a little sense, I never borrowed with it. Full shadofa. To ain't tiny shemoda bal shtar hayashtar bottle. Malva omei b'shtar v'ome shezeh shtar sheketo. And he says, it's a good shtar. And he says, it's a bad shtar. And the lover says, ishtar b'li, take a shuva. Ar ze machlokes ben ha-gon. Yech mishahore shechayev bal shtar v'hashbiya, ken shel tov. Some say the same thing. Misha Toan, all of the part. Rabo say Horu, no. Shalu Yeshova Hamalv, Elam Toan, only in Piroyan, not the others. What's the difference? Difference is as follows. If my Taina is against the Chazoka of the Shtar, then I can ask you to swear. I can tain against the chazok of the shtar. But if my tain is against the edus of the shtar, says the Rabbah, and the shtar will be rendered an edus sheker, a shtar bottle, then I can't tain against the edus of the shtar. I can ask you to reinforce with your shvua what? Chazok of the shtar. I can't ask you to reinforce with your shvua the edus of the shtar. Edus is edus. Untouchable. Now, where's the Rambam coming from? So, we're about to get into a whole bunch of other things, so we'll give you a preview. Take a look in the Rambam, Perek Dal in it, Hilt the Storm, the Nitten, Halacha Ches. Here is Halacha, we'll discuss it, Nascha the Rababa. That means, I have an Eidechon, I have a Chazok. And together they say, you owe me. Then you tie against the chazoka and not against the yed. So your shvua, there's no shvua. Why is there no shvua? Because the nishba lahakish say no lahakish is no chazoka. Now it's with Rambam. Rambam says, I have a shtar b'yed echad. And the shtar b'yed echad says, you borrowed 10,000 shekels. A new tiny parati. So I have a shtar. I have an eid echod who's made. There was a halvor of 10,000 shekel, and I have a chazaka that says you didn't pay. New tiny, you did pay against the chazaka, so you're stuck. You can't take a shua because the shua is against what is. He said this is naschad rabab. You tiny against the chazaka, and you chayav a shua, but you can't be nishba against the chazaka. You have to pay. The Rama says in the Dalit, Hufflestorm, and in Halacha says. Nafikach, shtar shiyesh bo eidecha, v'ton shepora. Kafrin shepora v'eidecha, v'ton shepora. O hechzati lo, v'ton shepora. Ha'zim uchul yishon yachul yishon v'mashalim. Says the Ravi, Amalei Misholim, who Memshal. He's creating Misholim. He's spinning fantasy. Says the Ravi, Shtorcham Yodama boy, part of the aegis of the shtar is he didn't pay. So if he swears, I did pay, he's being makish the edus of the shtar. The parshas of this Rambam is that that shtar chav yadam aboy is part of the chazakas of the shtar, not part of the edus of the shtar. Okay, then I understand the Rambam in shtar b'libo pratich. That went to my tining, I'm tining, the shtar is not a good shtar. I'm tining, shtar is a good shtar. But when I'm tining against the chazaka, and what do I ask you to do? Take a shvua to reinforce the chazaka. Take a shvua to reinforce the chazaka. But if I tine against the edus of the shtar, I ask you, take a shvua to mechazak the edus of the shtar, there's no such thing. Edus is edus. We understand the shita of the Rambam very well. Question is, what's the Raiva going to do? How's the Raiva going to... And the Raiva seems to agree with the Rambam on this halacha. So how is the Raiva going to stand up to him? We shall discuss that. We'll see all of this very clearly in the Rishonim. Mir Tzashem Blinetta, we shall continue. Just outline where we're going, what we're doing. Just trying to make everything very, very clear.